Scripture reading today is from Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to start at the 12th, stop at the 12th verse as we read the story of the visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who's been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star, its rising, and have come to pay him homage." And King Herod heard this. He was frightened, and all of Jerusalem was with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And they opened their treasure chests. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Amen.
Tell me, if you were in my position, what would you do? So asked a character named Karen, played by Emma Thompson in the film Love, actually. A movie about several couples writing at their own end to a Christmas story. "Tell me, if you were in my position, what would you do?" asked the character Karen to her husband. "Imagine your husband bought a gold necklace, and come Christmas, gave it to somebody else. Would you wait around to find out if it's just a necklace? Or if it's sex in a necklace? Or worst of all, if it's necklace and love? Would you stay, knowing life will always be a little bit worse? Or would you cut and run?" Tell me, if you were in my position, what would you do? In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Scrooge knew the end of his Christmas story. The ghost of Christmas future shows him his own death, that it is unmourned and ignored and mocked, in contrast with the great outpouring of mourning and grief from Bob Cratchit over the loss of his dear son, Tim. Scrooge asks about the ending of his own story. "The spirit stood among the graves and pointed down to one. Scrooge advanced toward it, trembling. The phantom was exactly as it had been, but Scrooge dreaded it, and he saw new meaning in his solemn shape. 'Before I draw nearer to that stone to which you point,' says Scrooge, answer me one question. Are these the shadows of the things that will be? Or are they the shadows of the things that may be only?" The scripture today examines the wise men and Herod and their dueling ends to the Christmas story. The wise men wanting to praise Jesus and welcome the new king, and the old king of the Jews, Herod, wanting to put an end to that story before it even started. Herod even invites the wise men to be participants, to be characters in his story of murder, to come and to tell him where the king of the Jews is born, asking them to be accomplices. How do you get out of a rut into a different route? How do you find
a way to write your own happy ending to your Christmas story when others are trying to write ones of disaster and distress? What do? How can you do it? We have four examples today before us of endings to the Christmas story and how they coped with the different choices and challenges that face them. What can you do? How can you change? How can you jump out of the rut and onto a different route? And like the wise men, find another way home. Well, the first thing and the most important thing, the thing that comes before all else, is hope. If you do not have hope, well, there's no sense in going on. Because it is only with hope that you have hope to change. If you don't have hope, you don't even consider that you are able, that it is possible, to write a different story, a different ending to the things that you have been sold or been scared or been told would happen. You need hope. Now, Christians should be the best people of hope. We should be the OPEC of hope. We should have vast reserves of hope. We should be drilling for hope everywhere and have hope just gushing out. There should be reports every day on the television that talks about the hope index from the Christians and how much hope is up or down by what the Christians report. We are the religion. We are the people of hope. We are the hope, and there is no better proof than the Christmas story, because who but hopeful people would point to a single baby born in a poor stable in a backward time and country and said, there's the hope of the world. That baby is going to save the entire world. That baby is going to save us from our sins and preserve us for all eternity. Salvation is in that little baby. In a way, every baby is a symbol of hope, is a vote that God says that the world should go on. There's not much to a baby that can help us. But as Christians, as hopeful people, we know that that baby is a vessel of hope, hope for entire world, for all of humanity. It was with that hope that you can write your own ending to the Christmas story. You have hope. Our character, Karen, played by Emma Thompson, who talks to her husband, has hope for something. Else why would she talk to her husband about it? Scrooge has hope. He goes to the ghost and he says, is this what will be or what may be? He's asking for hope. And the wise men, they show great hope. Imagine, if you will, being revealed that the king, Herod, a king of a country, is rallied up against a little bitty baby, and you vote for the baby. And the wise man says, I think that baby has a chance against the king. We're going home another way. We're not going to throw in with the king. Hope. You've got to have hope. If you want to write your own ending to a Christmas story, what else you got to do? Well, you got to relate with others. You got to be connected to others. That's where you find change. That's where you find hope. That's where you find things that can be different. When you talk to other people, and you know what the strange thing? You even have to talk to the nasty ones. Yes, the nasty ones, and don't have to tell me who they are. That's okay. We all have our own list. But they're the ones that will tell you things you need to hear that the people that love you won't tell you. They won't even bring it up. They may roll their eyes or shrug their shoulders, but they won't say anything. Now, the nasty people, they'll straight out tell you. And that can help you change. That can help you get out of a rut. That can help you get into a new route. Be connected with other people. In the movie Love Actually, the whole movie, in fact, is about Christmas connections. It goes back months before Christmas and connects up all these couples in various ways through Christmas Eve and then checks up with them in a month. It's a wonderful story of connections and of people and of how one person affects another person. And if you want to get out of a rut, the best thing to do is to find some help, find some other people. Emma actually asks her husband for some help in making her decision, in getting her out of the rut of what she sees as an empty marriage, a false, a sham, adulterous relationship. What can we do for this? How can we find something else? Should I stay or should I leave? Help me with this decision. Even goes to her husband for saying that. The wise men, of course. You know why the wise men? Anybody wondered why they were called wise men? You didn't know this? Well, the wise men are called wise men because in the history of humanity, they are the only men that stopped and asked for directions. Hence wise men. That's true. You can quote me on that. It's true. They went out and they asked for help from other people. They asked for King Herod. They asked for help from other people. They were connected. They found the prophets. The prophets told them prophecies. They were connected with other people to find their way. And then they got directions from a dream, from an angel in a dream. A dream warned them not to go home. And they accepted it. They went. And they took the advice and went the other way. They were constantly connected with other people. And they were able to write a different ending to the story. And Scrooge, our Scrooge person, if you read the Christmas Carol, it's even available online for free. If you read the Christmas Carol, you'll find that, yes, he has hope and he does change by connecting with other people. What he does on Christmas is connect with other people to get out of his rut, to change his way home. He gets out and he says, get the greatest turkey, the biggest turkey was. He gets the butcher involved. He gets a child involved to get the turkey over to the Cratchits so that they have a great big Christmas turkey. He calls in the businessman, the probably a Kiwanis member, not sure, could be Kiwanis, and said, you know that you came and asked me to help for the poor? I want to make a pledge of a lot of money. And she tells him the amount and several years back pay on that. He connects with others by giving to the poor and giving out. And then, in the greatest connection of all, he goes over to his nephew's house, Fred, and joins in the Christmas party and dinner and festivities. He connects up with people and so changes the route that he is following home. Two things. If you want to get out of the rut that you're in and find a different way home, to write a different end of the Christmas story. One, have hope. And look at that baby and think there is hope there. Two is to connect up with other people, to listen to other people, all sorts of people, all over people, find out what they are telling you, learn from them, find out what they have to tell you, what they have to offer and take it. The third thing is just as important. If you want to find a different way to a good Christmas ending, a good Christmas carol, you have to give it away. You have to give away happiness. You have to give away love. You have to give away what you have, that what you want to get what you get. C.S. Lewis says a lot of things about this, but the thing he sums up with, he says that as Christians, we know that there is a heaven. We know that there is good things coming. We know that we are working toward the end of time in the kingdom of God where there is no tears, where all is good and right and where justice prevails. And he says that Christians, when they aim for heaven, get earth thrown in as well. But if you aim for earth, you get neither. We strive to write a different ending to our Christmas story by writing good news for other people, sharing other people. I want to tell you a story that Dr. James Dobson told about how somebody wrote a different ending to Christmas. Their name was Stella Thorne Hope, who was struggling with her first Christmas alone. Her husband had died just a few months prior through a slow developing cancer. Now, several days before Christmas, she was almost snowed in by the brutal weather system, and terribly alone, she decided not even to decorate for Christmas. But late that afternoon, the doorbell rang, and there was a delivery boy with a box. Mrs. Thornhope? She nodded. He said, would you sign here? And she invited him to step inside and close the door to get away from the cold. She signed the paper and said, what's in the box? The young man laughed and opened up the flap, and inside was a little puppy, a golden Labrador retriever. The delivery boy picked up the squirming pup and explained, this is for you, ma'am. He's 6 weeks old, completely housebroken. The young puppy began to wiggle in happiness at being released from the captivity. Who sent this? Miss Thornhope asked. The young man set the animal down and handed her an envelope and said, it's all explained in this envelope, ma'am. The dog was bought last July while its mother was still pregnant. It was meant to be a Christmas gift to you. The young man then handed her a book, How to Care for Your Labrador Retriever. In desperation, she asked again, who sent me this puppy? The young man turned to leave. He said, your husband, ma'am. Merry Christmas. She opened up the letter from her husband. He had written it 3 weeks before he died and left it with the kennel owners to be delivered with a puppy as his last Christmas gift to her. The letter was full of love, encouragement, and admonishments to be strong. He vowed that he was waiting for the day when she would join him, and he had sent her this young animal to keep her company until then. She wiped away the tears, put the letter down, and remembering the puppy at her feet, she picked up that golden furry ball and held it to her neck. And then she looked out the window at the lights that outlined the neighbors' houses, and she heard from the radio of the kitchen the strains of "Joy to the World, the Lord has come." Suddenly, Stella felt the most amazing sensation of peace washing over her. Her heart felt a joy and a wonder greater than the grief and loneliness. "Little fella," she said to the dog, "it's just you and me. But you know what? There's a box down in the basement I bet you like. It's got a little Christmas tree in it, and some decorations and some lights, and it's going to impress you. And there's a manger scene down there, too. Let's go get it." Stella's husband wrote a different ending to that Christmas and managed to bring joy to the one he loved even after his own death. The wise men changed the ending of the story of Jesus' birth that Herod had written. Herod wanted to kill the baby king. After all, he was king. He was quite happy with that arrangement. The wise men changed the end of the story by changing their part in the story. They went home by another route. Scrooge changes his life story from humbug to hallelujah. He buys Christmas turkey, gives generously to the poor. He makes merry with his nephew Fred and his family. He chooses a different route home. In Love Actually, we are treated to a scene a month after the Christmas revelation of a necklace that did not go to the wife but to the girlfriend. Of all the couples coming home at the airport, all changed. And in one of the scenes, Karen, the wife, welcomes back, coolly but sincerely, her straying husband, showing us what route she took home, one of forgiveness, love, and family. With others, with hope, by sharing joy, choose a route that leads to a good ending this Christmas. Amen.